for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
This is the Friday afternoon service of July the 7th, 1995, of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Linda Sutter is the teacher for the afternoon.
We've been having a good time, haven't we? How many have been here all week long? We've had some sessions. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, the subject I'm going to talk about this afternoon, I talked about it upstairs a little bit the other day. I think it's good to share it with all of us, and of course we've got some tapes on the back table on this, but I find it's good when we can share this on a live basis. There seems to be understanding and impartation that comes to one another. So we talk about any subject as far as that goes, and it's inevitable that I guess that I'd talk about this long enough that something would happen, and I prayed for many people for this spirit to be cast out of them, lifted off their backs, off their family, that, you know, it says given, it's given unto you, pressed down, shaken, and together, and running over, you know. It says men will give into your bosom, but the things you minister begins to produce results in your own life. Although I felt I had received a good measure of deliverance, but those of you that know me know that for 51 years I stayed single. And I know to you kids that seems a lifetime, and it is more than a lifetime. And I'm going to be very honest with all of us and just share my heart. See, what we're going to talk about is the demon that hates marriage. And the demon that wants to destroy existing marriages. Maybe you think that it's just a kind of a fluke that you haven't gotten married, or that you're not married, or you've gotten a divorce. But you see, there is a ruler demon that is over this world that has a name, and the name is Asmodeus. Asmodeus. I read about it in research that I did about this demon several years ago. One of the researchers that wrote said that this was one of the ruler demons that was over the world. Now, before we get into this further, I'm going to stop and we're going to ask God to bless His Word and the information that we share this afternoon. We thank You, Heavenly Father, that Your name is higher than any other name. We thank You that You're greater than any ruler demons that are over our lives or over the world. That Your name is to be exalted and lifted up. And that, Jesus, You are the great deliverer. Your very name means deliverance, means deliverer. And we thank You that we can call upon Your name day or night and find help in the time of need. Hallelujah. And we thank You that we can gain understanding this afternoon and learn how to resist the devil, how to cast him off, and to find deliverance and to find freedom from things that have tormented our past, tormented our families, and tormented us. We thank You, Jesus, that You are the great deliverer. Amen. And we pray that any tape that goes forth on this subject today is going to bear fruit 100-fold in the kingdom of God. Amen. The Word in general. Praise the Lord. I always like to pray that about the Word, that it would return 100-fold. Now, I'm going to speak fast this afternoon, so if you can't take notes fast, just go and get a tape of this afternoon's service or one from a previous service. But from the time I share this to the next time I share it, I've learned some new things. And there are some papers on the back called The Spirit of Asmodeus that was written several years ago now, and that was when I first came to an understanding and awareness of it. So it's very incomplete, but it does at least put you in the right direction. The information that I got about this spirit, I got out of secular resources for the most part, although I looked at some Jewish encyclopedias, got some information from Jewish history. We don't see the name as such in the Bible. But the name does mean destroyer. And the scripture says that the thief comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Now, when you think about some of the situations that you've had in your own life or you've had in your family, I think every family has been afflicted by this demonic being by the name of Asmodeus. Maybe you've thought that the thing that broke up your marriage or broke up your child's marriage or someone you knew was alcoholism or adultery or gambling or excessive living, not getting your bills paid or something like that. And that might have had something to do with it. But it's very possible that that was not the key problem. And we haven't gotten, in your prayer, in ministry to you, you may not have gotten at the strong man. Now, the reason I know about this, I'm going to be very honest, is because God delivered me from this spirit. A number of years ago, here at a winter camp meeting, somebody was praying for me, and just in a very low-key, unassuming voice says, Lord, we command that the ruler demon over Linda's life manifest and name itself in the next few days. And we were praying about something totally unrelated to anything here that I can remember. But the next day, it was New Year's Eve, and as I was getting ready for bed at night, I heard this name in my head as I was brushing my teeth. And it was going like this, Asmodeus, 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 Asmodeus. Over and over again. I'll tell you something, I had never heard that name. And I knew, though I'd never heard it, I knew exactly how it was spelled. I could see it in my mind. I went to bed, couldn't go to sleep. Finally, just in frustration, I just went like this, I command you to be quiet in the name of Jesus. Not even fully realizing what I was doing, but immediately that voice stopped and I went to sleep. Couldn't remember it even 30 seconds after it stopped. I couldn't remember the name. Couldn't remember it the next day. Till very late in the day, it came back to me. And I was here at the campground, and I went and I got an encyclopedia. And it was in an old Encyclopedia Britannica, not in the new ones. And I looked up the word, and this is what it said. At the very beginning, it called it a Christian demon. A Christian demon, that's what it was called, associated with Christianity. But it said, the genius of matrimonial discord. Well, now, here I hadn't been married. And it said, I was shocked. And it said, the genius of matrimonial discord. There was just a little blurb there about it. And so the next day or the day after, I went up to the library here in Hot Springs and began to do some more research and began to find all kinds of things. And I had to leave to go to some meetings, and when I was in the next town, I went to the library and I began to get all these books out and begin to study about this demon by the name of Asmodeus. And I began to write down the characteristics associated with it. Now, those of us who are in deliverance know that these are not characteristics, but they're lesser demons under this strong man, Asmodeus. And as I wrote down all of these characteristics, so when I say characteristic today, I want you to know that I mean lesser demon, okay? When I looked at all of these characteristics of this demon, I realized that almost all of these things was speaking about my own life. Now, if anybody else had told me, I would have argued with them. I'd say, no, you don't know what you're talking about. But there I had written these things down. They were right in front of me to see. And I began to do more research and more research. And finally, after several months, I was here at the campground. I have to go back a little bit. I came back to the campground, and Glenn and Irma prayed for me and another couple that were living here on the campground and began to come against that demon and cast it out. And it was interesting that one of the things it said before it came out, it said that it was in my head and that it would kill me. And if you remember now, I have battled against a brain tumor, and the prognosis was so very bad, but thank God he has delivered me. He has set me free. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Can you hear that? The devil is a liar. Now, as I begin to do research, I'm going to tell you some of the things that it said about it. The number one thing that it had been known for in its beginning, it said that it was a raging, violent demon that turned into a demon of lust. Now, I came from a family background that was filled with rage. Not violence as far as physical violence, but rage. I came from that kind of a background. And that was the first thing, you know, that got my attention. Now, one of the things that this demon had the ability to do is to turn it to appear as a man, with a face of a man. But at will, it could go and change its face into that of a raging bull. Do you hear that? Now, a year or so ago, I had some people come to visit me, and I didn't know if they would be open to deliverance or not. But as we shared, we hadn't seen each other in 25 years, and we sat and were visiting, and their 11-year-old son was there, bored out of his skull, you know, did not even realize that he was listening to our conversation. And I began to talk to them about this demon of Asmodeus. And I began telling them all these characteristics, and they just sat there spellbound and dumbfounded because they realized I was talking about things in both of their lives. And when they went to bed later that evening, their 11-year-old son, who we didn't think was listening, said to his parents, he says, "You know, I think I need to have prayer for that demon." And after he went to bed, he was sleeping in one room, his parents in my guest room, and all of a sudden, now he's beyond the age of seeing monsters and things like that, but he was laying there in the bed, and all of a sudden he looked up and he saw this monster, and he went in and got his dad, and his dad came and got in bed with him, and he asked him what this monster looked like. And he said, "Dad, it was the weirdest thing." He said, "There it stood as a tall man with a face of a man, and it turned into the face of a raging bull." Well, the next day I went and got my research notes, because I hadn't told him that. And I went and I showed him and showed them the artist's rendition of it and the things that had been said about it. Well, they were prayed for. They wanted prayer before they left, and their son wanted prayer. They brought their daughter back several months later. They went and began ministering to their family and to cousins and to their pastor. And they said before they left that they knew that there was a key to the problems in their families, and that they had gotten the key for both sides of the families, and they went and began to minister deliverance. Now, one thing I want to tell you, that it's important in your deliverance or in anybody else's, that as you begin to minister, you know the name of the demon that you're dealing with. That demon will not budge and will give you a run for your money and take all kinds of time till you've got its name. And when you've got its name, you can believe that that thing is going to be cast out. It's on its way out. Is that right? Amen. And so it's important that you deal with that name. Okay, now so we have this lesser demon, or this characteristic of rage and violence. Then another characteristic and manifestation of this demon is lust. And what it said in my research is that spouses would leave their mates and go looking to have sex with somebody else, an adulterous relationship, rather than with their own partner. Now, so we are saying, well, that's adultery that caused the breakup of their marriage. That might have been the outward cause. But the ruler demon that was causing that was this demon Asmodeus. Now, the Catholic Church, interestingly enough, recognized this demon in the Middle Ages. And they recognized it as a demon that wanted to possess nuns and make them lustful. And I was a young woman in the ministry. You know, same difference. Now, I want to say something, lest you get the wrong idea. I wasn't out defaming the name of Jesus or anything like that. I wasn't out doing things, ungodly things and getting into adultery and fornication and things like that. But as I looked at this, lust can manifest itself in all kinds of ways. It's not just sexual lust. Lust is lust, and it can begin to manifest in a variety of ways, and I'm not going to go into all the variety of ways it will manifest, but I'm just saying that there's many ways that it will identify itself as the demon that it is. Okay, another one of the characteristics is alcoholism. And the Jews recognized that it was Asmodeus that made Noah drunk after the flood. It wasn't just that he got careless and that he got drunk. That demon was there to make him drunk. Now, another thing that he was recognized as in Jewish literature and history is that he was a demon that was associated with Solomon. And he had the so-called beneficial side, where he helped Solomon in the rebuilding, in the building of the temple. And I just had a thought right now. It just came to mind. I've never said this before. There's a more perfect temple that is being built. And that first one that was built had all kinds of imperfections in it. And here we have, if it be true, that Asmodeus was working right alongside Solomon, there was all kinds of corruption that was built into that earthly temple. I've never said that. I've never thought of that till this moment. But he had a benevolent side, and there were certain parts of that demon that people liked. But he was associated. Now, see, God blessed Solomon initially, blessed him with abundance, but that demon, Asmodeus, wormed his way in there and turned that blessing that God had given to Solomon and turned it to his own purposes. And how often haven't we seen this with brothers and sisters in the Lord who have been gifted by God, and they've let the devil get into their life in one way or another, and any giftings that they've had and ways that they have, the devil has just taken and turned that to use it for his purposes. I'll give you just one example. Somebody who has a legitimate, beautiful gifting from God in the word of knowledge or in the prophetic, and one of those prophets, people moving in that ministry, begin to get astray from the way that God has called them to, and the enemy can come in and can turn that gift and pervert it, and it can become a soulish, psychic ability that is not by the Spirit of God at all. And that is one of the other characteristics that was associated with Asmodeus. He was psychic. He could see into the future. And yet, he was psychic and he was religious. He was a religious demon. So, see, when they said a Christian demon, you know, they're not really far off the track. It just sounds crazy, but I mean, he's not. There's no Christian demons. But there are religious demons. Do you hear me? They act like Christians. They act like the anointing. They act act religious, like our brother George was talking about. Was that today or yesterday? I guess yesterday in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. It talks about Satan disguising himself as an angel of light. Okay, so he was religious. Now, one of the other things that he was associated with was gambling. He was controller of the gambling houses. Now, I used to wonder why it was that if you went out to Las Vegas or to Reno, that you could go out there and get a quick marriage or a quick divorce and then go play at the gambling tables all evening. I couldn't see the relationship between gambling and marriage and divorce. But you see, that is the ruler demon that is over those cities. Asmodeus is also called the one that was the inventor of drama, lewd French fashion, and music. So we see that he's responsible for influencing the arts. And what is the demon that you see over Hollywood? But all these actors and actresses getting divorces and divorces and divorces and divorces. Okay? Now, He's also related to incest because some of the writers said that he himself, Asmodeus, was a product of incest. One of the other things that people who have this demon as a controlling force in their life, that, let's see, one of these other things is that a person who has this demon in their life, let's put it this way, never always has bad partnerships. Not, I'm not talking marriage here. I'm talking business. Partnerships fail. If they're in a business partnership, even in something in a work of the Lord, in some kind of partnership thing, it doesn't work out. And they end up being the one that's holding the bag financially or in other ways. And very often, you see this individual as being the butt of jokes. Other people making fun of people that have this demon in their life. You hear this? Now, there were some things I was going to share first before I got into all the characteristics about this demon. But probably one of the number one, it's like it is with any demon. A demon wants you to itself. It's a very, very, very jealous demon. It wants you to himself. He doesn't want you to get married because he wants you to himself. He doesn't want you to stay married because he wants you to himself. And there's something else. See, every time somebody gets married, the devil hates it. Absolutely hates it. And the reason why is every time a marriage takes place, it is speaking in the spirit. It is a type of that grand final marriage that will take place between Christ and his bride. It's speaking of something that is yet to come. Now, we need to establish here, which I was going to do first, that God has ordained marriage. And a lot of people labor with this. Especially, it seems like young women labor with this if they're Christians, that they're supposed to stay single and go to the mission field. And I think that many times that this has been a religious spirit that has been ministered to young people. And you will hear someone say, well, you got to be satisfied with Jesus first. And they'll say that to, you know, men as well, young men as well. But it seems to be that... it seems to affect young women more. But we need to see and look at it. It's very obvious. When Adam was made, he was in perfect communion with his father. They walked and talked together. Well, they did after Eve was given to him also, but he had perfect communion with the father. No sin had entered the world. He was, as it were, satisfied with Jesus. He had perfect spiritual fellowship with his Maker. Yet God saw that he needed something else. That he wasn't complete without a partner. God created marriage, and because he did, it was that first ordinance that he put on us, that first covenant that he established for man, that what Satan has attempted to do from the very beginning is to do everything to break that up. And we can see some of the obvious reasons when we read scriptures like one can put 1,000 to flight and two put 10,000. You know that when Jesus sent them out to minister, he sent them out two by two. We see that God has established godly partnerships. All right? You kids can, and singles, you know, can rejoice. You know, God has called people primarily to be married. Now, there's a verse of Scripture I want to read to us in Matthew 19 because somebody will come up with a question about this once in a while. Jesus said, chapter 19, verse 11, not everyone can accept this word, but only to those to whom it has been given. And he says, for some are eunuchs because they were born that way. Others were made that way by men, and others have renounced marriage because of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it. Now, we need to say that there are people that genuinely have been called by God to stay single. But I would like to say that I believe it is the exception rather than the rule. And most of the people that I see that are single, I don't believe are called to be single. I have known maybe a half a dozen people in my lifetime who I believe were absolutely called of God for the sake of the kingdom of God to be single. A couple of ladies and four men that you would think it would be the other way around. But I've known them, and the best part is they knew it. There was no question in their minds but what they knew it as well. In fact, this one lady who she just went to be with the Lord last year, who I have known since I was 17 years old, God called her when she was 12 years old, called her when she was just playing by herself, and told her that she was to be a prayer intercessor, that she was not to get married, she was to stay home and pray. And God sent people to her from all over the world. She never traveled, never flew on an airplane, never took a train ride or anything. God brought people and politicians, people from all over the world to her house for prayer, for ministry, and for deliverance. She knew she was called to be single. And every once in a while, somebody came along, some gentleman came along, and who was a godly man, a godly person, but she'd have to say, God has called me to be single. And I've known some brethren like that as well. Now, there are those that, when the Scripture says that there are those that were born that way, what else can I say but they're incapable of marriage? And there are those that have become that way by the hands of men. In the scriptural times, many men were made eunuchs that served in the king's palace, in the king's house, took care of his wives and the concubines. He was incapable of performing any sexual activity. That's what they called them, eunuchs. But there are those who have declared themselves eunuchs. And I believe that we have to make allowance for that, not always think that someone is weird because they have not gotten married. But I'm saying that it is the exception rather than the rule. And there are those that have been married, and the Apostle Paul said it. He says, are you bound to a wife? Seek not a wife. He mentioned that those that were married would have problems that they wouldn't have otherwise. And, you know, I've been married a total of now 7 months, and I realize that there are things that I'm dealing with now that I would never have to deal with if I had chose to stay single. But if you want to ask me if I like being married, I'm going to tell you this and get it on the record, that my worst day of marriage has been better than my best day of being single. Okay? My worst day of marriage has been better than my best day of being single. It's really nice to know that when I go home, that there's going to be somebody at home who loves me. Hallelujah. I told somebody, I guess it was, I don't know if it was Glenn, I think it was you, you know, that nobody's going to get my dander up too much, and I'm not going to be intimidated by the grace of God by anybody, because I know that I got a husband at home who loves me, believes in my ministry. In fact, he's very responsible for where I am in the ministry today. And he put his arms around me and covered me with his blessing before I came down here. So nobody is going to bother me too much. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I feel, you know, people used to talk about spiritual covering. And, you know, I can acknowledge that. And you know, it's true. You know, it's wonderful when you feel that spiritual covering. And when I went in the ministry, I went to my dad first and asked him about it because I wasn't married. And I said, Dad, you're my covering, and I want your blessing. But, and the Lord was my covering. You know, the Lord took my father home. The Lord was my covering. But I'll tell you, there is something to be said for feeling that Norwegian up there in Wisconsin blessing me this whole time that I'm down here. Hallelujah. I have a strength that I have never felt before. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. So I got to get this on the tape, Brother Glenn, so I can take it home. And but I told him that already. He knows that. So there is the absolute precedent for marriage. We got this. So we don't want to take away from any of that. Let me see. But this demon is so jealous, he wants you all to himself. Now, there were several times in my life from the time I first went to Bible school at the age of 20, three times when this demon came to me and spoke to me. Once in an audible voice and twice to my spirit. And it was so close to being like the voice of Jesus. So close. Because he said things that Jesus would say. And many times when the devil comes to torment us, to tempt us, it will be so close. When the devil came to Jesus, the things he said to him, he took the scripture, took them totally out of context, but it was so close to truth. There are people who have gotten married and their partner has died very suddenly. They've gotten married again and their partner has died again. And maybe they've been married and been widowed and remarried, widowed and remarried. And when something like that happens, that seems to be an unusual number of times, I believe it's that demon, Asmodeus, that is at work in their life. Now, there are also people who have been divorced, married and divorced. See, God wants you to stay married. He doesn't want you to get divorced. Scripture says he hates divorce. But there are people that have been married and divorced and married and divorced and married and divorced. I was speaking in a church about this a while back. I says, even if you've been married five times, God still wants to set you free and give you a new start in your life. And this one person came to me and said, five times? You know, these are church people here. And this lady came up to me after the service and she says, you've read my life off. She says, I've been married five times. She says, I'm in the middle of my fifth divorce. She'd been in the church all her life. Now, I want you to stop to think about it for a minute and think about some of the main things that are causing the breakups of marriages today. Now, I have mentioned some of them, and I'm going to mention some more, but there is the extreme violence and rage, the spouse abuse on both sides, not just husbands against wives, but even wives against husbands. And there is the adultery, the partners being unfaithful to one another, and alcoholism. How many marriages have been broken up because of alcoholism? And living beyond one's means. How many marriages have been broken up because one or both partners have consistently lived beyond their means and gotten into all kinds of debt? And how many marriages have been affected by that demon of gambling? I tell the example of a fellow I knew up in Wisconsin, a precious brother in the church there, had a good business. God had prospered him. He was blessing the church. He was blessing members of his family. He came from a large family. And he went and played bingo one night at the Indian gambling casino. Played bingo. And he won. I don't know how much he won, but he won a good amount of money. And he was hooked. As a result of that, he lost his business. He lost his marriage. He lost absolutely everything that he owned. I don't even know if he's serving the Lord today. Gambling. Went once and played bingo. Now there is another characteristic of this demon, this ruler demon Asmodeus, that I want to talk about for a minute. It is never at rest. It never finds a resting place. And the people that it possesses, they are never at rest and they are continually driven. They never find a job that they stay with. They're never satisfied in one house for more than a few months or a couple years. They go from place to place to place to place, never being at rest. People, my relatives used to say about me, you're just like your father, my natural father, who, by the way, I never knew. He died when I was still an infant. But he always went from job to job to job. He'd go and do construction here. He'd go and work in a factory over here. He'd go over here and fix shoes. He'd go and do something else. He'd take my mother with him. He was never at rest. This is a demon that was in both sides of my family. And I've seen pastors. In fact, somebody came here one time that was speaking here and said, "You identified my father." He never stayed at a church for more than a year. At one church for a year, he'd go on to another church and in another church. Kept his family poor. Always looking. My grandfather had 8 children. He came here from Norway. And he'd go and he'd rent a farm. And he'd be there for a little while. And then he'd see, well, it wasn't good enough. The land wasn't good. He'd go and rent another farm. And rent another farm. Rent another farm. My mother changed schools 8 times in 8 years of schooling that she had. When he died, he had nothing. He just went from place to place to place. He was never, and my grandfather was a religious man. He loved God. I want to tell you something. I call all of these characteristics, I liken them to cancer's danger signals. You know, you might have one of these lesser demons in your life, but Asmodeus may not be the ruler demon. But, you know, it's like with cancer's danger signals. You know, you might have one of those, and that's not significant in itself. But if you've got 6 out of 7 or 7 out of 7, you better check into this thing. And when you look down the list and you see you got about 12 characteristics or 12 lesser demons, you know, and maybe 10 out of those 12 you see in your life, or 11 out of 12, or even 12 out of 12. The first time I ever ministered this was right here just to the campground staff on a Sunday morning. And that night, I believe it was, I was really treading very carefully because this was so new to me, and I thought, you know, do I dare share this? And I thought, well, I'll share it with the staff and the camp, and you know, and if it goes, we'll share it again. And one of the men that was living here at the time, when we had prayer meeting that night or the next week, he said, out of all those things that were listed, he says, the only one I can't relate to is the lewd French fashion. But he says, I think all of those other things were in my life. He says, are in my life, and he wanted ministry. And we began to minister to him. He began to get deliverance. Every time I have ministered on this, I've begun to see people get deliverance. First of all, I believe it's because the lights go on, you realize what the problem is, and that demon is named. All right? It's named. It's not just alcoholism. It's not just gambling. It's not just adultery. It's Asmodeus. Men have it as well as women. Now, when men have this demon as the controlling spirit over their life, it's called Asmodeus. It's spelled the same, the O instead of the A in the front. Now, it's interesting that after I had done all this research on this, that I found a book written by an African lady evangelist that dealt in deliverance, ministered to people, freeing them from water demons, and that's another subject. But one of the demons that she dealt with on a consistent basis was a demon named Asmodeus. They know what it is over there in Africa. Found out they know what it is down in South America. They know what it is in Mexico. And this name is beginning to crop up in different ways in our culture. It's one of the rulers in Dungeons and Dragons, interestingly enough. Young people who are into that, they know who Asmodeus is. Okay? Now, how many of you, I'm just kind of curious, feel like I'm talking about things that are in your family or in your life? Absolutely. I mean, almost all of us. And we are going to pray about that this afternoon. And we have just a few minutes before our evening meal, and we've got a few minutes to see God set you free. Hallelujah. And, brother, I am so weary this afternoon. something kind of hit me just before the service, but I'd like you to come up and do the deliverance praying, if you would. Is that okay? I appreciate you. Appreciate your help. Amen. Okay. Okay. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your name is greater than the name Asmodeus. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, Jesus, the one we delight in, your name is above all other names. And we confess you, Jesus, as the lover of our souls today. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are here in our midst to restore to us the years that the palmer worm and the canker worm has eaten. And so right now, we lay ourselves open to your Holy Spirit to examine each one of us, to see where we be in need, how needy we are, and in any way that this demon has infiltrated our lives. In your name, we ask for your discernment, and we thank you for it in advance. Now, I want to pray a prayer with all of you. You pray after me, and we are going to renounce that demon that has controlled our lives. Before we do, I want to tell you one other thing. One other example. It's necessary that I tell you this. That demon can and will be cast out of you, but you know, it will try to come back. It can hang around trying to come back at the first available opportunity, try to get back in once it's out. And even though something may happen, that demon, and the reason I tell you that is this. 1 week after I got married, I almost died. 6 days after I was married, I almost died. And when I came back to my senses, I knew that Asmodeus was at work. I believe I had been set free from that demon. But I believe he was right there taking the first opportunity to try to come back in. When I realized what happened, I began to do some fervent praying on my own behalf. That demon was not going to prevent me from having a good and happy and long marriage with my husband. But he'll hang around to try to get back in. But you can recognize him for what he is. All right? So I wanted to share that with you before we go more into this deliverance prayer. But I'd like you to pray after me. I thank you, Heavenly Father.
I thank you, Heavenly Father.
That you are the lover of my soul.
That you are the lover of my soul.
And that I love you.
I love you.
That you've forgiven me my sins.
That you've forgiven me my sins.
You've cleansed me from all unrighteousness.
And cleansed me from all unrighteousness.
I thank you that you have forgiven all of the sins that I have committed.
I thank you you've forgiven all of the sins that I've committed.
That I have done that. Let's start this again. You've forgiven me of all the sins that I have committed.
That you've forgiven me for all the sins that I've committed.
The rage and violence that I have done.
The rage and violence that I have done.
The adultery and fornication that I have been a participant in.
The adultery and fornication that I have been a participant in.
Alcoholism.
Alcoholism.
That I have lived beyond my means.
I have lived beyond my means.
That I have gambled.
That I have gambled.
That I have been extremely jealous.
That I have been extremely jealous.
Been extremely jealous of my spouse.
Extremely jealous of myself.
That I have been driven.
That I have been driven.
I have never been at rest.
I've never been at rest.
That I've acted religious when I'm not.
I've acted religious when I'm not.
And that I have exhibited psychic ability.
That I've exhibited psychic ability.
That I repent of these things.
I repent of these things.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I ask you.
And I ask you.
To cleanse me.
To cleanse me.
I bind all of these demons that have been at work in my life.
I bind all these demons that have been at work in my life.
And cast them off and away from me.
Cast them off and away from me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Now, In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak to these demons and I command you to manifest. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, spirits of rage, rage in the name of Jesus, violence, violence in the name of Jesus, violence in the home, family, violence against other people, all types of violence in the name of Jesus, anger. Anger, spirits of anger, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out of them. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Rage and anger and violence in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All that violence. Violence in the name of the Lord Jesus. Suppress violence. All the suppressed violence. Violence that is hidden in the home. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Those that wish to do violence and have not done violence. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That spirit of violence, you've got to go. Come out. Come out. All of the anger. Anger. Anger against husband. Anger against wife. Anger against children. Anger against partners. Anger against people. Anger in the church. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all types of anger, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind that ruler spirit. That ruler spirit. I steal his power from him. I take it away from him. Of Asmodeus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I take Asmodeus spirit power away from that spirit. I also take the power away from that ruler spirit Asmodeus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. From both men and women. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lust. I command lust to manifest and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lust. Lust. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Lust is the unusual desire for things. Or it is desire for things that are forbidden by God. Not necessarily sexual lust. But I come against sexual lust also. Sexual lust that would cause promiscuity, fornication, or adultery. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that spirit of lust, sexual lust, come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them. Loose them. Lust of things. Lust of things. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. You will obey. You will bow, for He's highly exalted. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Lust. Lust. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All types of lust. Lust for things. Desire for things. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Unusual desire for things. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That spirit of alcohol. I cast out a spirit of alcohol in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out of there. Come on out. Alcohol. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. I've seen people that had spirits of alcohol and never had a drink in their life. But that spirit's there. You've got to go. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Spirit of alcohol. All types of drink. Beer, wine, whiskey, gin, whatever, if it contains alcohol, let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Excessive living. Excessive living. Living beyond our means. That spirit that drives us to spend more than we make. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out. That ruler demon that causes us to spend more than we make. Creates that great desire to spend money for things. Got to have certain things. Got to have all things. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. A gambling spirit. Gambler. That gambler has got to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All types of gambling. In the name of Jesus. Not necessarily going to the casino. All types of gambling. In the name of Jesus, loose them and come out. Gambling, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Taking chances, In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Come on out. Move, move, move. In the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit of jealousy. I bind that spirit's power. I drive that spirit of jealousy out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on out. Move. Jealousy. Jealousy. Now, come on, help me, everybody. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Take another one now. Start working them out. Come out, come on out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, extreme jealousy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Jealousy, jealous of husband, jealous of wife, jealous of position, jealous of people in church, religious jealousy. In the name of Jesus, all types of jealousy. Come out, come out, come on out. Move, move. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind that spirit of jealousy's power. I release it from those people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command it to manifest and come out. Come out. Desire to have things that others have. In the name of the Lord Jesus, desire to have those things that they have, to take from them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out. Jealousy. Jealousy. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Never at rest. Never at rest. Never satisfied. Being driven. Always driven. That spirit that drives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command that driving spirit. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. You're a liar, a thief, a robber. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That driving spirit. Never at rest. You're never at rest. Always have to take one more place, one more chance, one more step. Never at rest. Something else to do. We always have got just a minute more. Let me do this before we go. Always more to do. Never at rest. Got to be busy all the time. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out of there. Never, never at rest. Being driven. That driving spirit that drives you to do something. To be busy all of the time. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call a hypocritical spirit out. A hypocrite. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That religious spirit that shows itself religious. In the name of the Lord Jesus. But he's only playing a game. Come on out of there. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. All those religious spirits. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come in with a pious face in the name of the Lord Jesus, and inside is full of ravening. Come out in Jesus' name. Hypocrite, the hypocritical spirit, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. You have no place in God's family. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. Spirit of incest. Spirit of incest. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you out. Out in the name of Jesus. Incest. Incest. You will obey. You will bow. Incest has no place in God's people. Incest. I command that spirit of incest to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them. For he is highly exalted. He's given a name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, of beings in heaven, of beings in earth, and beings under the earth. Loose them and let them go. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out of that. Come on out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. For this word is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Pierces even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Pierces even to the marrow of the bone. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All those spirits of incest. Incest. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. To break the covering over the family members in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That spirit that always draws you to a bad partner. bad situation, hooking up with someone bad, with sometimes a bad husband or wife, sometimes with a bad business venture, sometimes with just something that we get caught in meetings with the wrong person, drawing us into the wrong person. That bad partnership, come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, false celibacy, frigid. The frigid nature, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out in Jesus' name, a false celibacy, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and come out, loose them and come out, in Jesus' name, Linda, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I've been through it, come on out, move, in Jesus' name, I bind those that spirit of Asmodeus and men in the name of the Lord Jesus and Osmodeus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind those spirits that are there, anything that's left. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, I bind them up as we close. And I call for angels right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, send your angels to cleanse our church. Draw out everything that is loose now that's come out of anyone. Carry it in chains to the pit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Carry them to the chains. They're binding them in the pit that they'll not come back. Harassment. I bind harassment for the enemy that would come back to harass you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind all the harassment from... I bind Satan's power over this place in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind Satan's power. I bind the Satanism that has loosed the witchcraft, the witches that have loosed the witchcraft in this place. I bless the witch. I bless the witches in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call upon God's richest blessings upon those witches to bless them with heavenly blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord 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 Jesus. Some more coming out. There's still some deliverance moving. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For anyone that's still, let's all stand. And for those that are medicine, let them continue. Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing the things that harass us. We thank you for setting us free, though, Lord, from those things that harass us. So we just praise you and we thank you for everyone that received any manner of deliverance this day in the name of the Lord Jesus. We just praise you and give you glory.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.